We'll have to have you on lots this year, Chris. This was not the first time we'd planned to speak to you, but obviously everybody wants your side of this and Connor fighting. We're two guys that have different views on fighting, but we think it's a little ridiculous, some of the criticism. I don't know how much you know of it that Connor is taking this morning for his quote-unquote actions. I don't know where you want to start with it.
Well, it's very unfortunate that last night, especially to our best player and most likely the best player in the league. But it's one of those things that just happened, and certainly we want Connor to have a speedy recovery, and hopefully it's not as bad as it might be. So obviously there are some speculation if you should do it or shouldn't do it, but from our standpoint, we don't want Connor doing it.
Before we get to your, I guess, opinion on the matter, do you have anything new to tell us this morning in terms of his status, the injury, and the timeline?
No, he went to Toronto, and he'll get looked at there, and we'll find out probably this afternoon.
It's Chris Knobloch joining us. He's the head coach of the Erie Otters. What did you see on the ice leading up to it? It was only second period. It was a game that was, nobody ever wants to say comfortably in hand, but you're leading 4-0 when it happens. That's when the score ends. Was it you're going to always see star players targeted. It was like that. When you coached out west, it was probably like that. Did you see anything dramatic in this game where you think Connor just said enough's enough here?
No, I don't think there was any point in the game where you could feel that they were targeting him. I think there was just a battle before that, and just before the fight, there was an exchange of light cross checks, a slight flash. Both ones, most often don't get called. Sometimes they do, but certainly neither coach was looking for a call, and it led to the fight. So, I don't think anything was transpiring, and anyone could see a fight happening.
There's a lot of, no one ever wants to see a star go down, and you guys obviously want your star four back in the lineup, but there's a lot of holier than thou media today and NHL media, sports media, that will, and you'll read all about it today, I'm sure, Chris. They'll get on their soapbox and they'll say this is a dumb move by Connor McDavid, and guys at his level should never fight. But is this a situation where, because you played the game, is this a situation where if you're going to make a comment like that, you almost need to have played the game and realize how emotions work and in the heat of the battle?
Well, certainly in hockey there are some fake fights and where tough guys square off and that kind of thing happened. But certainly last night was not that situation. And it was two guys that were competing, and Connor was getting upset, and the gloves came off, and that happened. Obviously, Connor gets the odd extra shot just because of who he is, and other teams are trying to get him off his game and pay close attention to him. And Connor's a very competitive person who and emotions are going to get to him sometimes. And I'm not saying that he acted badly, but I'm saying that he gets upset sometimes, and sometimes it leads to a fight.